Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. I recently had a conversation with a group of intercessors from a different church. These are prayer warriors. These are people who pray for the country. They pray for our churches. They pray for our families. And they're doing a great work. I am grateful for what they did. But we were having a conversation and I asked them this question. When you all are praying for the country or praying for anybody, why do you decree and declare? Is that in the Bible? Could you give me an answer, an explanation why you decree and declare, even though nobody in the Bible prayed like that? So one of them told me, the reason we decree and declare is because when we do that, we are executing a complete work. All right, this is the person's words. They said, when we decree and declare, we are establishing righteousness over the land. We are enforcing the righteousness of God over the lives of the people in this country. So then I asked them this question, is it working? Because it seems to me that this country is getting worse and worse. And yet, even though people are praying more and more, you're decreeing and declaring, you're speaking into the atmosphere, you're binding and loosing, you're pulling down strongholds, principalities, powers, and you're doing all of these simmy-dimmies, yet the country seems to be getting worse and worse. So is it really working, whatever you think you're doing? And that conversation had me thinking. The statement that they gave, the explanation why they decree and declare in their prayers, you know, had me baffled. Because there's so many things wrong with that statement. First of all, no human being has any authority to enforce righteousness over a nation. That is simply not scriptural. The only person who could impart righteousness is God himself. The Bible says that he imputes his righteousness to us. Secondly, God gives righteousness as a free gift to people, to individuals, not to a country. You cannot impart or enforce righteousness over a nation. That is a myth. What the Bible actually teaches us to do is to pray for our leaders because God desires all to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. What we are supposed to be doing is praying for their salvation, not enforcing righteousness over the country. Secondly, decree and declare is not taught in the Bible. And in another session, I'll go into more details on that. I'll devote an entire program to that. And I'll look at all of the scriptures to prove why that is simply not scriptural. And thirdly, you look at the way people pray nowadays. I decree and declare this. I do this. I establish righteousness over the nation. Everything is based on I, me. That is the very definition of pride. Pride means when you place yourself in the place of God. So when, from the time you start saying, I establish righteousness over this land, you are putting yourself in the place of God. Now, maybe you don't realize that's what you're doing, because most likely you're just following people on TV or on the radio, or maybe your own pastor who is following somebody else. The reason people decree and declare is because they are following somebody else who is following somebody else who is not following the Bible. Nobody in the Bible decreed and declared. It is simply not a scriptural doctrine. And when we pray that way, it is actually based on pride. So our prayers are based on pride and ignorance. And the Bible says God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. And the Bible says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So these are the people who are intercessors. They are prayer warriors. Their specialty is prayer. Yet they are praying out of pride and ignorance. God help us. If our intercessors are praying amiss, then we are doomed because we are following man-made doctrines that are not taught in Scripture. And I remember in that conversation I had with these intercessors, no matter what I told them, no matter what I showed them from the Bible, they would not listen to me. Because who am I? They don't know my name. I'm not on TV. So they rather follow the guys from TV. Now let me ask you this question. The Bible says, in the last days, many shall give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. If you were the devil's strategic advisor, wouldn't you advise the devil? You see, all of those false teachers who you have, in order to be effective, you need to place those guys on Christian TV. You need to put them on radio. You need to put them behind the most influential pulpits in the Christian world. If I were the devil's strategic advisor, that's what I would advise him to do. So why do you think the devil hasn't already done this? You're following people on TV who are preaching unbiblical doctrines, and you're praying for your own children's salvation based on myths rather than the truth of God's word. Instead of actually praying for your children to be saved, you would rather just anoint their bed with oil or put some kind of prayer cloth on their bed. All of this is just simmy-dimmy. Those things are simply not in the Bible. So is it any wonder that our prayers are not working? We are not praying the way the people in the Bible prayed. Paul said to follow me, imitate me as I imitate Christ. Yet we are imitating everybody else. Show me one place in the Bible where Paul decreed and declared. Show me one place in the Bible where Paul spoke into the atmosphere. It's not there. Many of Paul's prayers are recorded in the Bible, yet he never decreed and declared. He never spoke into the atmosphere. He never enforced righteousness over a nation. That is a myth. Now I'm going to read from the book of Daniel chapter 9. If you want to know what is the biblical way to pray for your country, this is it right here. Daniel chapter 9, reading from verse 3. Then I set my face toward the Lord God, to make requests by prayer and supplications, with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. And I prayed to the Lord my God, and made confession, and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him, and with those who keep his commandments, we have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and your judgments. Neither have we heeded your servant the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings and princes, to our fathers and all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but to us shame of face, as it is this day to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, those near and far off in all the countries to which you have driven them, because of the unfaithfulness which they have committed against you. O Lord, to us belongs shame of face, to our kings, our princes, our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belongs mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God, to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants the prophets. Yes, all Israel has transgressed your law, and has departed so as to not obey your voice. Therefore the curse and the oath written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, has been poured out upon us, because we have sinned against him. And he has confirmed his words which he spoke against us and against our judges who judged us, by bringing upon us a great disaster. For under the whole heaven such has never been done as what has been done in Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come upon us, yet we have not made our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth. Therefore the Lord has kept the disaster in mind, and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all the works which he does, though we have not obeyed his voice. And now, O Lord our God, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and made yourself a name as it is this day, we have sinned and we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all your righteousness, I pray, let your anger and your fury be turned away from your city Jerusalem, your holy mountain, because of our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers. Jerusalem and your people are a reproach to all those around us. Now therefore, O God, hear the prayer of your servant and his supplications, and for the Lord's sake, cause your face to shine on your sanctuary, which is desolate. O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations, and the city which is called by your name. For we do not present our supplications before you because of our righteous deeds, but because of your great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay for our own sake, my God, your city and your people who are called by your name. You want to know how to pray for your country? Read Daniel chapter 9. I took time to read 20 verses. That tells you what you need to know. We are at a time of the year when everybody's praying and interceding for our country. Don't pray amiss. Don't make God resist your prayers because of pride. Don't pray out of pride and ignorance. Read that prayer from Daniel again and tell me, do you see Daniel decreeing and declaring, binding the prince of Persia? No, he simply humbled himself. Daniel, first of all, confessed the sins of his people. Secondly, he humbled himself before God. And thirdly, he poured out himself at God's mercy. He threw himself at God's mercy. Even though Daniel himself was righteous, he confessed the sins of the people, he prayed for God's forgiveness, he prayed for God to avert judgment, and he humbled himself before God. God resists the proud, and he gives grace to the humble. It doesn't sound like a powerful prayer, because he didn't say bind and loose. He didn't decree and declare. But you know what? In the spiritual realm, Daniel accomplished something. Let me ask you this. You are decreeing and declaring. You're binding and loosing. You're casting out demons that don't even exist. Are you really accomplishing anything? Do you think anything is really happening in the spiritual realm? Or do you think demons are just laughing at you, at how ignorant and misguided you are? Let us pray the way people prayed in the Bible. Do you want to know why your prayers are not working? Because you're making up your own thing. Pray the way the Bible teaches us to pray. Do you know how people got healed in the Bible? They humbled themselves and they begged for God's mercy. Bartimaeus prayed, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And the Bible said God had compassion on them and healed their diseases. Instead, how do we pray? We cast out sickness. We decree and declare healing. And like I shared last time, if that's how you want to pray, God is just going to take a back seat and let you have your way. Would you rather have your way, or would you rather let God have his way? Pray the way the Bible teaches us to pray. If you want to see great things happen in your country, the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, don't pray out of pride, pray out of humility, humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, just like Daniel, confess the sins of the people. He confessed their sins to God. Humble yourself. Throw yourself at God's mercy. And God will have his way. And the Bible said, I will hear from heaven, and I will heal their land.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you, and hope you join us next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induwa Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.